Well, hello, gentlemen. This video may be an eye-opener for some of you men out there who are basically on the border, who really don't know what to believe anymore, and who can blame you. There's so much false bullshit out there, it can get confusing even for males who have a logical brain, if they're allowed to use it. But the main push has always been that the femmes are kept oppressed by the patriarchy. In other words, males. However, in my logical brain at least, that doesn't compute. I believe it's actually the other way round. I believe the femmes generally are the privileged, the entitled. Because if they were so oppressed, how could they believe that the laws don't apply to them? I believe they're so entitled and privileged in societies today. And the proof is, these people like Amber Turd, who believe they can go into a court of law and just lie and get away with it, or Meghan Markle, or whatever her name is, couldn't exist in an oppressed society for femmes. People like these could only exist if the femmes were entitled and privileged in society. And what about the Kardashians in the USA? How could a person like this exist, who does absolutely really nothing and just swoons around and makes loads of money? And what about all these Karens that keep flipping out all over the place? If they were so oppressed by the male patriarchy, they wouldn't dare flip out for fear of repercussions. So once again, the femmes are creating smoke and mirrors. Generally speaking, femmes always blame other people for something they're doing themselves. Oh, there is persecution in society and oppression, but it's not done by the males in general. It's done by the femmes towards males. No, these femmes could only exist in the Western and European world, where femmes are considered goddesses, at least to themselves. Let them go to, say, North Korea and try doing and saying the same sort of things, acting out. I wonder how that would go when they're in a country that actually is oppressed. But males are kind of oppressed in societies in the Western world and Europe because they have to follow the laws, because men don't have any real privilege. How many times have we seen femmes acting out or being caught up in something that they created themselves, and they never have to pay the piper? Femmes have moaned and complained and whined ever since time has begun. And even when they have it all, they will still complain. They are so privileged and entitled in society, have they stopped complaining? No. Femmes are a perpetual victim. If you took the victimhood away from them, who would they be? What would they be? For those of you guys who are on the border, if you know what I mean, take a look around. See if you can actually find some actual proof that femmes are oppressed and held back by the patriarchy. Because for something that's supposed to be so widespread, it's very hard to find. 90% of what comes out of a femmes cake hole usually is bullshit. Well, you gotta give it to them though. It's an art, isn't it? They can talk for 20-30 minutes and say nothing. You try it as a man. It's very difficult. Hey, maybe I just found something the femmes actually good at.